Genesis 3, verses 2 and 3. In this brief look at the fall, I now move on to Eve, just before the fall. In the first discourse, I tried to speak on Satan's attack. Now, what can we learn from Eve? The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" Genesis 3, verses 2 and 3. Satan has opened his attack. He started talking to the woman. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say," there's some truth here, yes, yes, God did say, "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden." Here I see her first mistake. She is listening to Satan. She's talking with Satan. She's partying with him. She's discussing with him. And so her mind is thinking about his words. Her heart is being penetrated by his insinuations. She's engaging with him. There is a place for fleeing, closing one's ears, not listening, not seeing. But here she's engaging. She's talking, partying. And of course, she's on the slippery slope. But there's some very good points here. She acknowledges the generosity of God. "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden." Oh, there's a plentiful, bountiful supply for us. There's a rich harvest for us here. There's plenty for us. But, and here it's creeping in, "God did say." She's already on the negative side here. Yes, God had forbidden them to eat of this particular tree in the garden. That is true. There was this one command. There was this one tree. But all the rest of that garden was full of plenty for Adam and his wife. But she knew God's word. She could quote God's word. She knew the commandment. She knew the warning. "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, or you will die." Oh yes, she knew the command of God. She recognized his authority. She was strong in his word, indeed. Indeed, she went further. She even added to the word, "And you must not touch it." But the actual command, if you go back to chapter 2 and verse 16, "The Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.'" There's nothing about touching it here. Of course, of course. If they're going to eat it, if they're going to pull it off the tree and then eat it, they're going to touch it. And you can overhear them. They've reasoned this out. They've thought this out. Eve's thought it out. She knows that if she is not going to eat it, then she must not touch the fruit. And she's determined about it. I see all this here. I see her strength. I see her understanding of the word of God. Her determination. Her confidence, even. But I see the big mistake is being made. She's listening, engaging, and partying with Satan, and she's on the road to disaster. Moses failed because of his meekness. Our weakest point is our strength. He that thinks he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. I need that. I need that word. I know the word of God, say. I feel very strong in it. And I can engage with Satan, and I can outwit him, and I can overthrow him, and I'm determined anyway not to sin. No, this is a mistake. There is a place for fleeing and not listening. Eve stands as a warning to us here. We can know the word of God. We can be strong in the word of God. We can be determined not to sin. Here is a warning to us. Here's a warning to me. Here's a warning to you, brother. Here's a warning to you, sister. We can be determined not to sin. We can know the word of God. We can be strong in the word of God. We can quote the word of God. We can go further than the word of God in our determination. And yet, Satan will master us. I say again, if you are thinking you will stand, and you're playing with fire, you're dabbling with things you should not be dabbling, Eve was. Be warned. This is the road to disaster. Unbeliever, of course, you won't understand all this or any of this. But the Bible tells me that Satan has so captivated you that he leads you captive at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You are so blind you can't even see. But Satan is pulling the strings, and you're doing the dancing. I warn you. Satan is so powerful, but Christ is all-powerful. All power is given unto me, he said. And he came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And his blood washes away every sin, and his spirit protects and defends us. But I turn back again to this point. He that thinks he stands, let him take heed, lest he fall. That's a word for believers. For unbelievers, cry out for forgiveness and restoration by God in grace. And for those of us who are in the Lord, may we learn from Eve's mistake. May we be weaned from overconfidence. And may we turn away from every mention, every insinuation, every hint of sin and rebellion against God. And do so now. Maybe this is a word for you, brother or sister, just where you are now, in any particular circumstance. May God give us all grace to learn from Eve here.